Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. Everything is finally come together for the village of Owendale to be able to start the wastewater lagoon repair project. The engineering firm of Fleiss and Vanderbrink, who have worked with the village council on the lagoon project, were selected during this month's village meeting to be the project engineers for the wastewater lagoon work. The cost for that company's service will be $49,100. Village Clerk Randy Howard explained the bidding and contract are expected to be done by the end of March 2026, with the construction work on the lagoon to be done in the summer of 2026. The work is expected to be completed by the end of the summer 2027. Some of the work the lagoon needs is replacing the valves, a concrete pump house structure needs to be replaced, and some other repairs are in order to meet the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy requirements. In the spring, the village was awarded a $476,000 grant to address the critical infrastructure of the wastewater sewer lagoon that is north of the village. The funding was from the Financially Distressed Cities, Villages, and Townships grant program. And downtown Cass City is ready for the holiday season. The Village Council approved hiring professional artists to create a winter wonderland on windows in the downtown area, especially the windows of the businesses that are vacant. Six brush monkeys from Ann Arbor were hired to paint whimsical and landscape winter scenes on windows. The paint the artists used is long-lasting and weather-resistant, so their original designs will last until spring, which is when the next window washing is scheduled. The funding to pay for the artists come from the village's community promotion tax levy and the Downtown Development Authority. Besides adding a touch of whimsical beauty, the window murals will also incorporate a unique item or character as a component for a scavenger hunt with prizes for the winners. The forms for the scavenger hunt are available at the municipal building or online at casscity.org. The entries must be submitted by December 8th. And Aaron Donald Klee entered a plea in circuit court this week in connection with multiple felony cases and is now awaiting sentencing. Klee was arraigned Monday, November 24th, on charges including larceny by conversion or absconding. He pleaded to no contest to larceny by a conversation and absconding and pleaded guilty as a habitual offender, second offense on the absconding count. Under the plea agreement, additional charges against Klee will be dismissed and he will be required to pay restitution to the victim or victims in the case. Klee is scheduled for sentencing at 10 a.m. on February 3rd, 2026. And AAA is reviving its tow-and-go service over the long Thanksgiving weekend to offer free rides home for impaired drivers and their vehicles in Michigan and 10 other states. The safety initiative runs from 6 p.m. Wednesday, that's tonight, through 6 a.m. Monday, and is open to anyone, not just AAA members. Tow and Go is intended as a last resort option for motorists who realize they are too impaired by alcohol or drugs to drive safely, but still need to get themselves and their vehicles home. The programs provide a free tow and ride home for the driver and their vehicle within a 10-mile radius. Drivers who believe they are not safe to drive can call 855-286-9246 to request a truck during the program's operating hours. AAA emphasizes that Tow and Go is a backup safety net rather than a pre-planned ride service, so no advanced reservations are accepted. AAA's Auto Club Group says the program aims to reduce holiday crashes by removing impaired drivers from the road while still getting their vehicles home. Over the last 25 years, Tow to Go has provided about 25,000 free tows reflecting its longstanding role as a holiday safety measure. And Michigan lawmakers are advancing a bipartisan package to tighten regulation of drones amid rising concerns about their use near prisons, power plants, and other sensitive sites. A coalition of Republican and Democratic legislators has announced or introduced a 14 bill package that would create statewide rules for unmanned aircraft, including a drone registry and new powers for law enforcement to act against devices deemed dangerous or suspicious. Lead sponsor, Representative William Bruck of Erie Township, points to incidents involving drones over prisons, critical infrastructure, and airports as evidence that existing law does not give officers clear authority to step in before harm occurs. Supporters stress the bills are aimed at illicit activity and would not interfere with typical agricultural, commercial, or recreational drone operations. Bruck says the package has support from the House Speaker Matt Hull and includes an equal number of Democratic and Republican co-sponsors, underscoring its bipartisan framing. The legislation is expected to receive its first committee hearing in mid-December, opening a broader debate over how Michigan should police its increasingly busy airspace.
Bresky Site and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom, it's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, taking a look at our national news. The San Diego Zoo announced that Grandma, a Galapagos tortoise believed to be about 141 years old and one of the facility's best-known residents, has died, noting that the animal's life spanned multiple generations of visitors and that her death highlights both conservation successes and the long lifespans of the species under human care. In our international news, long-scale flooding across parts of Southeast Asia has killed scores of people and displaced thousands, with officials reporting that more than 2 million residents have been affected by record rainfall that has cut off communities, damaged infrastructure, and increased concerns about climate-linked extreme weather. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.